Surprise, surprise, but Psalm 34 was written by King David. So many of them are. And again, we have an alphabetic acrostic, a psalm of 22 verses, where the normal pattern is that each verse begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew language, which has 22 letters. Most acrostic psalms are didactic, that is, they are instructive, as is this one. In a moment of lack of trust in his Lord and God, David lost confidence in the Lord's protection. As David fled from King Saul, he fled to the land of the Philistines, of all places, Israel's great enemy. He sought refuge with Achish, another name for Abimelech, the king of the Philistine city of Gath, hometown of Goliath. David's action here was not very wise, to say the least. Here he was seeking refuge in the hometown of Goliath, the giant, remember? David was even carrying the sword of Goliath with him, sort of flaunting it, you know? And when he realized that he had placed himself in great danger, David faked insanity. Rather than trusting in his own wisdom and schemes, David learned the truth of the psalm. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in the Lord. And so we began. Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. Of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech so that he drove him out, and David went away. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. David gives thanks to God for his delivery from Abimelech, and he encourages others to join in praising the name of the Lord. David knows that when one calls on the name of the Lord, that the Lord hears his call. He knows that corporate worship, two or more together calling on the name of the Lord, is much deeper than individual worship. Jesus said it, where two or more gather in my name, I am with them. Corporate worship, that is numerous people worshiping the Lord together, magnifies the Lord. That is, the praise of the Lord is greater from many people than with one person. Going on to verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. In these verses, we hear of the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, not an angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, otherwise known as the messenger of the Lord, otherwise known as the Son of God, the pre-incarnate Christ. He is the one who answered David's pleas for help, as David feared death at the hands of King Saul. David feared God. Fear is the beginning of wisdom, and the angel of the Lord delivered him from all of his troubles. And we go on to verse 8. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The angel of the Lord begins speaking to you now, your Lord Jesus Christ, through King David. In these verses, the one who is the deliverer of King David and the one who is your deliverer speaks. In verses 8 through 14, as you just heard, are found 10 imperatives, 10 commands, 10 performative words from Christ, 10 words that do what they say, 10 words that accomplish in you what the Lord desires. Take no credit. The Lord works in you as He will. The 10 performative words are taste, see, fear, seek, come, listen, keep, turn away, do good, and seek peace. The story in these verses goes something like this. Taste God, that is, trust in Him, and you will see, that is, you will come to know that God is good. Fear, that is, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And as you fear Him, seek, that is, seek His wisdom and counsel and salvation. Come, that is, be present and attentive. Listen, that is, listen to His word. Keep, that is, keep your tongue in check. And listen. And learn. It's hard to learn while you're speaking. Turn, that is, turn away from evil and do good. That is, do God's good. Do the works that He has prepared for you to do. In these ways, you will have sought peace. That is, you will have sought peace between God and yourself through the angel of the Lord, the one who speaks to you, the one who is the peace of God. Going on to verses 15 through 18. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Who are the righteous? The Lord sees the righteous. He lifts His countenance upon them and sees them. He hears their cry for help. He has all their tears in a bottle, His bottle. Who are the righteous? They are those who fear, love, and trust in Him above all things. They are the ones who are clothed in the white robes of baptismal righteousness. They are the ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. When these righteous ones call for help, the Lord Jesus hears them and delivers them. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He will not break a bent reed. The Lord loves a broken and contrite heart. Jesus is the one who saves. He is the Savior of the world. In verses 19 through 22. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. One of the most eye-opening scriptures in my human experience comes from Psalm 90, verse 15. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. I'll read that verse again. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. The Lord afflicts us with many days. These days when we see evil, He knows how many days we will live. He knows the hairs on our head, the freckles on our arm, the tears He has in His bottle. He numbers our days and our afflictions in these days. The Lord afflicts us with trials, but the Lord delivers us from our trials and afflictions. How does He do this? He does it in the very body of the one who was crucified for us. Yet none of His bones were broken. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us that He bears all of our afflictions and torments, those of us who believe in Him. But those who hate those who believe in Him will be condemned because they do not believe in Him. Yet there is no condemnation for those who serve and believe in the Lord. Not one. No, not one of those who take refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ will be condemned. Thanks be to God for the one who saves us. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Trust in Him. And that His mercy endures forever and forever and forever. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in the Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.